Rev it up and welcome to Cars Yeah, show number 2489. This week, it's going to be fun because, well, I'm taking off for Southern California, my hometown in La Jolla, California, to visit the La Jolla Concours. I get to participate in the tour, the Concours, of course, on Sunday, get to see friends and family. And then next weekend, 27th, I'm off to Lufticult, their newest event in Southern California called Air and Water. And that brings us to today's guest, a very special guy from the Porsche world you don't want to miss. So be prepared to be inspired. And I hope to see you at these two events.
This is Cars Yeah, where you'll enjoy interviews with inspiring automotive enthusiasts. Mark Green is here to provide you with a fuel injection of automotive inspiration. So get in, sit down, buckle up, and get ready for a wild ride here on Cars Yeah.
Hello, inspiring automotive enthusiasts, and welcome to Cars Yeah. Today I'm in beautiful Manhattan Beach, California. And as you heard from my intro, there's a reason why I'm in Southern California this week, because I am down here to have some fun. I'm with a very special guest by the name of Mark Hotchkiss. Mark, welcome to Cars Yeah. Do you have it in gear, and are you ready to release the clutch?
Mark, I am ready to go.
We're going to have some fun. Now, for you listeners, Mark and I, we kind of talked a lot before we started the show because he's a Porsche guy. I'm a Porsche guy. We had some fun. But before I introduce you properly and we dive into your world, what's one little thing that people don't know about you, Mark?
You know, one thing most people don't know about me is something I did. I don't know why, Mark, I did this because it was the scariest experience I've ever attempted. But I rode a skeleton down the Cresta Run in Switzerland. It's about a 3/4 mile run from San Moritz down through this narrow valley into a village below called Celerina. And so it's head first skeleton on a toboggan on a handmade course. And maybe these little rakes on your shoes to slow you down. But I can tell you, Mark, right now, they do not slow you down. You are flying. And I can't believe I'm here today talking to you in person. It was frightening, it was exciting, it was fun, it was a challenge, but I checked the box and I probably would just keep that in the memory bank, and that's probably the thing most people don't know about me.
Whoa. You know, when you watch those, like on the Olympics, they make it look so easy, but they have cameras they put on some of these guys, and you just say, oh my gosh. So I have to ask, how much input steering, or were you just holding on for dear life?
That's a great question. So the course that you would see the Olympians go down actually is constructed and designed a little bit differently with more of a curvature at the top, more of a radius. So they actually stay in the course, mm-hmm. You know, hopefully 100% of the time. Yeah. But this hand-built course, which they've been hand-building since the late 1800s, does not have that curvature at the top, that radius at the top. So it promotes, if you're being naughty or doing it wrong, it promotes basically rider and toboggan ejection out of the course. So it's super dangerous. It's nerve-wracking. And the way you steer them is by positioning your weight a little bit differently, whether it's pressing down with either hand on the rails or a little bit of shoulder pressure. But they react really quickly, especially when you get into any degree of a corner. So it's very light. It's probably like driving a Formula One car, very specific but minute inputs. Like I would know, I've never driven a Formula One car.
Well, you've driven some pretty cool cars. We're going to be talking about that and some very fast cars. One in particular we're going to dive into. But holy cow, I cannot imagine. Yeah, closest I ever came to that was when I was a kid. We used to go into a storm drain in La Jolla and ride mm-hmm. the storm drain down to Wind and Sea Beach on a flexi flyer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds just as perilous to me.
Totally crazy stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
When we were young, Mark.
Hope my mom's not listening. She would give her poor mom a heart attack. So, well, let me give you an introduction here to your fast life. Holy cow, I'm still trying to imagine that. Mark Hotchkiss is a lifelong car and racing enthusiast whose family are legends in those industries. His father, John, was a partner in a Southern California Porsche Audi dealership in the 80s, and his brother, John Jr., launched a performance suspension company in the 90s. The family raced Porsches from the late 60s through the early 90s, including at Le Mans, Daytona, Sebring, and many others. Mark developed his H brand with Hotchkiss, creating enthusiast forums, sales, and advertising, including the famous Rendlist, the guy behind Rendlist. I'm talking to him. How cool is that? How many times have I been to that forum? Six Speed Online, Audi World, and LS1 Tech. Mark raced in Formula Ford to Indy Lights and won an SCCA National Championship in 1973 in a Porsche 914-4. I had one of those. I didn't race it, but I had one, a 2-liter, in mid-Ohio. He worked with Pelican Parts, another place. I just spent some money with them, actually, yesterday.
Don't we all?
Yeah. And for the past 7 years, he's worked at Porsche, at their Porsche Experience Center in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. California. How fun is that? He's a member of the Luftacult production team since Luft 4, and along with Patrick Long and his team, are bringing us Air and Water this coming Saturday on April 27th in Southern California. I will be there, Mark will be there, and we hope to see you too. We'll be back in just a moment, but first a word from our sponsors, so give them a little love. Buckle up, we're going on a fast ride today. We'll have some fun. We'll be right back. Are you ready to take charge of your financial future? Then let me introduce you to Capitalize Your Finances. It's an online course designed to empower you with the knowledge and tools for mastering your money. This course will help you lay out the ins and outs of budgeting, the importance of emergency funds, investing strategies, and how to plan for a secure retirement. All this presented by financial planner Chris Paniotou. Chris has developed this course to help you effectively navigate your world of finance with confidence. Stop stressing about money and start taking control. Enroll in Capitalize Your Finance online course today and pave your way to financial success. To learn more, go to capitalizepodcast.com/courses, or better yet, go to the Cars Yeah website show notes page for today's show and click on the link under Capitalize Your Finances. You'll be glad you did. Do it today. For several years now, you've heard me talk about Linkage Magazine. I've been a subscriber since the start. Their talented and creative team brings you a spectacular publication and website that shares the automotive passion from a worldwide perspective. Linkage is about driving, restoring, collecting, and firsthand experience at collector car auctions and more. They bring you real-world values plus rational, experienced opinions on the current markets. They cover the automotive world and the people who share our passions. And Linkage Magazine has grown, mailing you 6 issues annually. Join me on this journey with Linkage. They're geared for the automotive life. You can subscribe at linkagemag.com. 20, 50, or 100 years from now, will there be a workforce to care for the collector vehicles we love? With auto shop programs disappearing across the country, it's a question we enthusiasts have to ask. That's why I support the RPM Foundation, which exists to ensure that the critical skills necessary to preserve and restore these vehicles aren't lost to time. One of the many ways RPM, which is short for Restoration, Preservation, and Mentorship, is accomplishing this goal is through workforce development initiatives. The RPM apprenticeship program enables the next generation of artisans to earn a living while they learn the craft of restoring and preserving these vehicles directly from industry professionals. The Endangered Skills Program documents the process of masters training future craftspeople on a variety of critical skills in danger of being lost forever. For more information on how the RPM Foundation is driving the future of the collector vehicle skills trade, visit RPM Foundation today. They're one of the charities of choice here on Cars Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about your family's history and set the tone here for how you grew up in your life. If we could talk a little bit about what your brother and you and your dad did. I know your brother and your dad did most of the racing. One of the things that I want to touch on is that 962, the fact that you got to jump in that car and you actually ran against Patrick at Rennsport, as your bio told me when you sent it, until he decided to take off for the lead. Tough guy to race against. But here's the cool thing. I saw your family race in Del Mar back in the 80s when I lived there, when my wife and I were just married in the GTP series. So I don't even know where to begin. So kind of give us a bit of a history, this amazing family history in the world of Porsche.
Thanks, Mark. It all started with my dad back in the late 60s, early 70s, and he was inspired by a good friend of his, a Southern Californian who was a great amateur racer in his own right, a guy named Bob Kirby. And Bob inspired my dad to kind of get involved in racing, and in particular, the two shared several Porsches together. Early 911s, 356s, 935s, and they really enjoyed that partnership. And that had an influence on both myself and my older brother. My older brother took that influence into the world of automotive engineering after he graduated from Art Center College of Design in Pasadena, and created this great suspension, aftermarket performance suspension company. And I was infatuated by the cars, especially the Porsche brand as well. From the early days when my dad was a partner at a SoCal Porsche Audi dealership, and he'd bring home dealer demo cars every once in a while, and I was just in awe. I was in awe of the cars and what they could do. Of course, I wasn't driving then, but I really enjoyed being a passenger. And throughout the 80s and 90s, I was lucky enough to attend some of the races that they were involved in. And my dad's racing kind of continued to evolve all the way, as you mentioned, Mark, into the late 80s and early 90s, racing in IMSA GTP with Porsche 962, which was amazing to watch. Again, I was in late high school on into early college, so I was just so enamored by it. And all of that had an influence in, right up until today, what I do with my everyday life. It involves Porsche as well, as an enthusiast of the brand and working at the Porsche Experience Center in Los Angeles, and also for the production team with Lufa Colt. And now, as you mentioned, the Air Water Show coming up on April 27th.
You know, I can't wait for this show. Lufa Colt is one of those things that has just evolved into its own life. And what Patrick and his team has done is just incredible. Of course, other names of people like Jeff Swart, who's involved, of course, mm-hmm. who's been a guest multiple times on this show. There's so many neat pieces of it. I want to back up, though, a little bit to the Porsche Experience Center and what you do there, because what Porsche has done, what they built, I've been to the one in Atlanta back when Ray Schaefer, who's now with Broad Arrow Group, another mm-hmm. friend and past guest, invited me to come to the Porsche Experience, the first one that was built there, and I got to enjoy a day there. I haven't been to the LA one yet, so now that I've got my good buddy Mark working there, I got to come up and see you there, because as my listeners know, I'm a lifelong fan of Porsche. What exactly do you do there? And explain to people that don't know what that is, what is the Porsche Experience Center, as if the title doesn't already give you a clue?
Yeah, Mark, it's exactly that. It is a facility that is tremendous and dynamic. It's open to the public. Anyone can come through our doors and experience the facility at large, whether it's the restaurants on site. We have a small gallery with cars on display, a simulator lab, corporate meeting space. We deliver new cars at the Experience Center. So they're revealed and delivered to you right there and then. And then also kind of the core, the nucleus of the Experience Center is the opportunity for people to book drive experiences in just about any current Porsche model and perhaps learn a little bit about driving technique and take that into their daily commute. They're paired with a Porsche driving coach and they get to experience the capabilities of each of the cars. And really the primary focus is making sure that they have a great time and leave with a smile, which they always do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, Lufa Colt, Air Water. This is a unique event because most of the time, these events are only air-cooled cars, Porsches. Mm-hmm. Everything from race cars to street cars, all sorts of cool things. But this time, they're combining the later cars, water-cooled cars. So, tell me a little bit about why Air Water and what can people expect to see? And also the location, which is perfect for where I'll be, because I'll be down in mm-hmm. La Jolla this coming weekend for the La Jolla Concours. I'll be in Orange County to visit my mom and my sister. And then right up there by the John Wayne Airport where I fly into is this event.
Yes, we're super excited. And what a pleasure it is to be on the production team for Air Water. And you touched on it with Lufa Colt. So Lufka Colt darted several years ago. And Patrick Long, he's an amazing individual. He is as creative mind and conceptualization and ideation as he is a race car driver. I mean, his mind is always turning, great artistic view. And that's what Lufka Colt originally started as, not just a cars and coffee for Porsche, but really more of a cultural approach to and an artistic approach to storylines behind the cars, right? And so they've taken that concept along, and you mentioned Jeff Swart, who's just a brilliant creative mind and advisor from the art perspective on the show and the environment, and developed Air Water. And Air Water will be in its second rendition on April 27th. It was launched last year about this time, Mark, at Mare Island. So Lufka Colt was the Saturday, and then Air Water debuted that Sunday. And it went over with tremendous success. And the feedback from attendees was that it was just a great, relaxing vibe. People enjoyed the environment, and it was so cool to see all renditions of Porsche right there and then. And when I say renditions of Porsche, it could be early air-cooled cars right up through a current Taycan, you know, and everything in between. And that's what's so great about the Air Water concept. I mean, there will be over 1,000 cars at the Orange County Fairgrounds on the 27th, although it's not as tightly curated as Lufka Colt, but it still has tremendous storylines. And we've partnered with a site called Brahmo, and attendees will be able to look up each of the cars that they are viewing on a website and see the storylines behind the cars through QR codes that we'll have available right there, scannable right there next to the cars on display. So a lot of attendee involvement and storytelling on the 27th of April.
You know, this is, vibrating. I'm so excited about going to this. You know, it's just going to be so much fun. And there's a couple really cool partners you got going on here. Pirelli, of course, Hagerty Insurance Company, Broad Arrow Group, which is going to be having an auction.
That's right.
At the event. Meguiar's will be there with photographer Michael Allen Ross. They'll have a little photo contest, which is cool. Many of my listeners remember Michael's been a guest on the show, and he actually shot my past love, my Orange Crush Turbo that was on Panorama magazine. So
stunning car,
pretty
yes.
Pretty cool. Palm Springs Porsche, of course, is a sponsor here. Gunther Works, he's been on the show. The guy who's created the 993 version of, he's probably not going to like me for this, the Singer kind of 993 version, but that's a compliment, okay? Singer, of course, will be there. That's my dream lottery. When I win the lottery, that's the car I'm going to buy. And Roma, Leica, and so many more. So there's going to be so much here to see it. And one of the things that Patrick and his team has done so well is putting these cars in settings that are rather unique, and I wanted you to touch on this a little more. You mentioned Patrick's eye for creativity. When you add that with Jeff Swart's eye for creativity, you get a team here along with everyone else that's working on this program of a very unique setting. So can you touch on some of the past Lufs and where they've been and what will make this setting special as well?
Of course, Mark. Yeah. You know, to me, when people ask me about what's so special about Lufka Colt and now Air Water, it's really, I'll describe it as the Easter egg effect. You know, it's it's what's discoverable around the next corner. And it's always a surprise. It's not simply an open parking lot and you walk through it and have some conversations and leave. It is the feeling of discovery. You know, what am I going to see when I walk into this giant warehouse? And when I walk out the warehouse, what am I going to see around the corner of this historic brick building? And that's really the secret sauce to these shows. And it all stems from, as you mentioned, Mark, Jeff and Patrick's eye for creativity and what they see in a site and where they can place cars very strategically to tell that story. And for the OC Fairgrounds, it's just it's a great venue. It has a lot of nice open space, but it also incorporates different segments of the site that tell a different scene. And so Without giving too much away, because we want people to come and discover each of these little areas and different sites that you never know what's around in the next corner. So car placement is in the plans as we speak.
I'll bet. You know, some of the past ones being at movie studios, being at an old lumber yard, being on waterfronts. That's what makes these events so special, so far beyond a Cars and Coffee. I mean, nothing against Cars and Coffees. They're awesome experiences, but this is like a little, almost like a private insider's tour of a Cars and Coffee. The cars are spaced apart a bit. You've got room, of course, mega photo opportunities. There's typically a store there to buy cool stuff.
That's right.
Food, all these different things.
That's right. And one of the most popular areas, whether it's Air, Water, or Luft, is the merchandise area. And so I would encourage people to come over to that merchandise area as soon as they get there.
Because it'll be sold out, I guarantee you.
Yeah, we have some new launches and new merchandise that's Air, Water themed. So it'll be super popular. But, you know, you touched on it a little bit earlier. It's that artistic flair that accompanies each of these shows that puts them apart from other shows. Definitely, there's a lot of effort into that artistic flair and that storytelling.
It's really cool. And for you listeners, unique spelling here a bit, LuftGeKult. And what I'll do is I'll put a link to this on Mark's show notes page. But I tell you, if you just type the word Luft into a search bar, it'll come up. You'll find it. You'll find everything. But I'll put the actual link onto Mark's show notes page here so you can find it. Follow me on social media. I'll be posting about it today, actually, so you can find it. The other thing that's going to be cool here for you regular listeners of Cars Yeah! is there's going to be a bunch of past Cars Yeah! guests. Patrick Long, of course, he's been on the show twice. Jeff Swart, Michael Allen Ross, a photographer we mentioned, who'll be at the McGuire's booth. McKeel Haggerty, I'm not sure if McKeel will be there, but Haggerty people will be there. Great team. Ramsey Potts with Broad Arrow Group, Ray Schaefer, Lynn Heiner Studios will be there, a good friend of mine, beautiful artist. She just opened a studio in Japan. Hey, Lynn, rocking it. Juan Arturo Perez of Sierra Madre Collection. I've spent some money there. Stan 21, I'm not sure if Yves Morizzo will be there, but he's been a guest on. And Powell Kalinowski of Carbones. So it'll be like a family reunion for me. We'll have a lot of fun. I want to go back to something that I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You were on the track in that 962 at Rennsport. You got to drive the car, right? Patrick Long side by side. What was that like?
Well, I'll set it up for you and the listeners. It was my first time in that 962. Of course, I had watched it over years and was super excited to be able to drive it at Daytona at Rennsport Reunion. This is in 07. And in the practice sessions leading up to the race, there was no sign of Patrick Long in the in any car. So, I thought, you know, it was going to be a fun race and, you know, maybe I've got a chance. I don't know.
They threw a ringer in there, huh?
Yeah. Race morning. Suddenly, the owner of one of the Miller High Life Al Holbert 962s apparently hopped out and placed a very young Patrick Long in the seat. I'm certain he had never been behind the wheel of a 962 or, of course, had ever driven one, let alone Daytona. It's like driving a aluminum foil bathtub around the high banks. And he got in it and just took it by storm and wrung its neck. And he played, you know, around with me a little bit. And we raced back and forth a little bit, put on a great show. But when it came down to the last lap or two, he had a little something extra that I don't think I quite had, but still enjoyed that great experience. The Rennsport Reunion, which just had its latest rendition last fall, is, if you haven't been to a Rennsport Reunion, it is truly an incredible experience to see. I mean, it'll make you speechless walking into whatever venue they utilize, which they've done Laguna Seca in the past. It's everything and everything on top of that. And it makes the hair on your arm stand up. It's such an amazing scene. So anyway, that's how Patrick and I initially met and, stayed close ever since. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they tend to do that at Rennsport. You know, they've done that with Bruce Canepa And looking at a Seca at times, you know, they'll throw him in the back of the pack and he'll work his way through. He's got a little seat time too.
He's done that a few times in a white 935. Yep. I think I've watched that a few.
Yeah. I've seen him race 917.
Pretty good at that.
Yeah. He's got some seat time too. You know, I wanted to ask you some of the questions I like to ask my guests. And one is what I call a driving inspiration. Somebody who's been a big mentor or a very big inspiration in your life to kind of set a tone for yourself. Who was that?
You know, if I was going to think of a mentor or inspirational people in my personal or working life, I'd have to revert back to personal life, Mark, and probably even to get more personal with you and the listeners is, you know, I have close family members who have battled cancer and won and gone through tremendous challenges. And that in itself is just incredibly inspiring. And these people have gone through that. They themselves have great determination, core life values, amazing endurance, you know, all of them hard workers. And I think that's what got them through that challenge. So, and to anyone out there, you know, your listeners, of course, who have been through it, it's quite a challenge. And those who are very closely or around those individuals, close, whether it's family members or not, you all go through the challenge. But those who have taken it on face to face and then beaten it, that's just so inspirational to me.
You know, it's important you mention this. My mom is a cancer survivor, 30 plus years, and I'm down this week visiting her. She's dealing with some really tough things right now. I want everyone listening, if you pray or give her some good thoughts, I'd really appreciate it. She's going through a tough time right now. My father-in-law beat cancer, and then it came back and got him later, sadly. He was a Marine of 33 years, tough guy. I've had other family members that have dealt with this. Yeah, it is tough. And when I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of people will mention other types of people who've been mentors, but people who've gone through that and have won or lost, very brave. Got a good friend who's been a guest on the show. His daughter's going through that right now. Also past Cars guest Rich McDonald from Superformance. He is in a really, really tough battle right now with cancer. So our thoughts to him as well. Yeah, evil, evil thing. That is. So hopefully seeing the courage that these people have and the attitude so many of them have going through it really inspire the rest of us. So my heart and thoughts go out to everyone who's had to deal with this or who's dealing with it right now. Challenges, of course, that is a huge challenge. But I want you to talk about a challenge you faced in your career that taught you an incredibly valuable lesson, maybe not so fun when you were going through it, but is there one of those situations in your life? We all have them.
You know, without being too specific, I can speak of kind of a theme, which is the quick pivot that we all have to face, whether we're dealing with a situation at work or maybe a personal situation, but for me, it's often happened in the work environment where you have to process really quickly. There could be customers waiting or standing by, and there is no opportunity, Mark, to revert to a meeting room and discuss it. It's that quick pivot, that quick processing to deliver the end result that was always the target to aim for from the beginning. So not one particular event, but that ability to face a challenge and process it very quickly and get back on track and achieve the end result, which was what you were trying to achieve from the beginning. It's that quick pivot.
Let me dig a little deeper into your mind here with this, because everybody faces these things, whether how small or how big, every day. And I wonder if you could help us. Let's say there's a listener out there right now that's dealt with this. How do you get through these quick pivots? What's the thing that you do that helps you get to an end positive result?
Mm-hmm. Great question, Mark. And it's never something that I've placed on myself to make decisions independently. I love working in environments where I can rely on team members and collaborate and collectively make a quick decision. And it's so rewarding when you do that on a collective basis versus taking those things on yourself and then moving forward. I just get such a thrill and a sense of accomplishment, when we do it as a team.
Well, there's that racing background. You know, when you grow up in an environment where your dad and brother are racing, yeah, I always say you can't win races without having a great team at all. It's not a one guy thing. It, you know, all the people watch racing think, oh, it's the driver. Well, most races are won before the track is even arrived at. These massive teams that are doing everything, right?
That's right.
Nicely
said. It's all about teamwork.
Nicely said. So let's talk about a special vehicle in your life. This may be challenging for you, but if you had to pick one car you've had in your past, maybe it's a race car you jumped into, maybe it's a street car, what was that car? And maybe share a little story about that ride.
Oh, well, gosh, I think we've already touched on it, so I hate to bring it up again, but it's such an incredible car and has had such a positive effect on me. And I feel some parallels to this car, but it's got to be the Porsche 962. It is tremendously forgiving. It is exciting. It always puts a smile on your face. It's a forgiving car, but it's stern, right? It's got has those giant tunnels under it. It's a ground effects car, essentially. So it'll let you, you know, wander and explore a little bit, but then there's a breaking point. So it's got to be stern at the same time. And it's a workhorse. It just goes and goes around the clock. And I have so much respect for that. And it has unparalleled endurance. And some of those characteristics, I kind of feel like I have some parallels to those. So I'm tied to that car, even though I never owned one or spent too much time behind the wheel of one, but it took just that initial experience with that car, maybe even RenSport Reunion 07, where I felt that connection to it. And Mark, they sound darn good too.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You know, I had a good friend. We lost him a few years ago, Bruce Levin, who ran Bayside Racing. And
the garbage man.
The garbage man.
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce, what a character he was. Bless his soul. He became a good friend of mine. And like I say, sadly, we lost him a few years, another cancer victim. However, he had two of his many race cars. He had two 962s. The first era that came out in the last era, he raced those cars, and he told me some stories about driving those things, that how wicked they could be, but how wonderful they could be. So yeah,
and his cars, Mark, had the best liveries. You know, they used a lot of pinstriping.
Yeah.
And his cars were gorgeous. His team, that whole Bayside team, they maintained those cars so well, and they had incredible drivers, you know, a lot of great European endurance drivers behind the wheel, and fun to watch them. You know, they also were at Del Mar back in the early 90s, too.
I know. It's so weird to think that I was there. And yeah, Bruce had some big names on his team. Hurley Haywood, Al Hobart. Let's see, who else drove for him? Bootsen, Pescarolo, Bob Wallach. I think even Hobbs drove for him once or twice. I became friends with Bruce later, and now with you, Mark. I mean, it's just, wow, this world of cars is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I crawl into your skull a little bit here, like
yes.
I do with all my guests. If you were reincarnated as a vehicle, what would you be and why?
Well, it may sound a little bit silly, but I feel like, I mean, I touched on it earlier. I have to revert back to the endurance of a 962 or any early Porsche. I feel like I have those endurance characteristics and that thrill of the drive. And I think those things apply to me as well. I feel those and practice those every day.
You know, it's interesting you say this because endurance racing is so cool. There's so many aspects to it. But when you apply it to Porsche, go all the way back to the early endurance racing Porsches, the 550s, the Speedsters, the old cars. And then you get into the 911s like Vic Elford running, you know, in the snow and stuff like that. Porsche has this legacy and history of endurance racing, what Patrick Long did and so many other great Porsche drivers. Yeah, that kind of makes sense to me. And it's a tribute to perseverance to people and
It is.
You know, making your way through life and just keep fighting, never give up, never give up.
I mean, you know, we'll see it with the 963. I mean, it's going to continue to win races. We'll see it win championships. And that's what's so special about the brand, that racing heritage and that importance of endurance accomplishment.
Absolutely. How about a great book? Is there a book you'd like to share that you think others should pick up and read?
Yeah, you know, I have a good friend who's with Ford Racing, and he and I were talking about a year or so ago. And I don't know, we probably got on the topic of Mustangs or something. And he said, "Hey, Mark, you've got to read Iron Fist, Lead Foot by Frank Moriarty." And I don't know, Mark, if you've read this book, but it's a quick read, but it is a fantastic story about John Colletti's drive to make the 2003 Mustang Cobra a reality. And the challenges, the pitfalls, the successes, to bring that supercharged Cobra to the market. And I enjoyed reading it. And I don't have too much enthusiast interest in the Mustang world, but it's a fantastic story. And if anyone wants to pick up a quick read that definitely entertains, Iron Fist, Lead Foot is pretty good.
Yeah, it's been recommended a couple times here. It is a great book to have in your library of automotive books. I also want to mention there's been some past LucaCult books that have come out, and I believe there's a new one on the website right now. Am I correct in that, or coming maybe?
Yes, and the Luf books are fantastic, and they are great coffee table books as well. They are packed full of pictures. The imagery in these books and the quality of the production of the books is first class, second to none. And they really do a great job covering each of the shows collectively and capturing that photographer's eye of what we talked about earlier, those kind of Easter egg discoverable moments throughout the shows.
I'll put links to these on Mark's show notes page so you can get your hands on these. But Iron Fist, Lead Foot, yeah, awesome book. Great recommendation. So before I let you go today and we head off to these upcoming events, the ultimate drive. I like to be an enabler here on Cars Yeah, which means I'm going to park any car in the world in your driveway. This could be interesting or tough because you're a guy that's been around a lot of very cool rides. Any car you'd like, you can take it anywhere. But here's the key, because cars really are about people. And that's what the Luft events are all about. That's what the Porsche Experience is about, bringing people together to enjoy these vehicles. So you can take anybody with you on this drive, including somebody from the past who's no longer with us. So what does the ultimate drive look like for you, Mark?
You know, the ultimate drive for me would be with my daughter. And she of recent has shown a lot of interest into kind of the racing and automotive world. She's currently a mechanical engineering major.
Oh, nice.
And just joined her university's Formula SAE team. And so she and I talk every day, and she popped into my head when I read this question. And I think that that she would be a lot of fun to cruise with on a drive, maybe in Central California on those great drivers' roads. And if I had it my way, Mark, we'd be in a manual transmission car. But then again, I need to teach her how to drive a manual transmission. So I think that would be really, really a fantastic time, and just having conversations about her aspirations and what she wants to do in the future.
You know, sounds like fun, but I've got to ask, what's the car?
The car, well, I mean, I want to keep a very general high-level umbrella and with a manual, but if she was up for it, I have a 911 turbo, an 85 911 turbo, and if she's willing to muscle that thing around and work that clutch and pull back that long travel stick, I think she would have a great time driving a 930 in and around the roads.
I think so. You know, I taught both my kids how to drive, and the rule was it had to be a manual car in our 72 911S Porsche. And it was a little bit harrowing for dad here. I was like, don't burn up the clutch, and, you know, but they both learned, and I insisted that both of them, their first cars were manuals.
Yes.
So we did that too. And my daughter and I, when she went off to college, we drove on a 3-day road trip, 1,500 miles down to Southern California where she went to school. And I'll tell you, you got to do this with your daughter, whatever car. The car really doesn't matter, but the turbo would be pretty darn cool. And actually, they're not hard to drive, but I'll tell you, the first time my son drove my Orange Crush, the 87 Turbo, I made sure to teach him about turbo lag.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he learned about turbo lag in a positive, safe space, if
good.
You will. Yeah,
good.
The car survived. I survived. He survived. But I tell you, put a big smile on his face. So go do that ride, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. They command respect, don't they?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, they do. That's why they call them the Widowmakers.
You know, yes.
Back in the day. Mark, I can't wait to see you lift. We're going to have some fun. Before I let you go, could you leave us with some parting words of inspiration or wisdom, as if you haven't already?
You know, I'm excited to see you at Air Water,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
We'll see you all there on April 27th at the OC Fairgrounds. Very excited about that. You know, my parting words, you know, kind of the theme of what we've been talking about today, it may not exist if it wasn't for Ferry Porsche. And as he said, he was looking around and he couldn't quite find what the car of his dreams. And so he just simply decided to build it himself. And, you know, I have so many memories of Porsche from the past and growing up in and around the brand. And that's a quote that always comes to mind that I'd love to close with.
Yep. As he always said, when somebody said, which is your favorite Porsche? He said, the next one. So
yeah, know, exactly.
It's the same for all of us. I'll put all these links on Mark's show notes page. Also, I'll put a link to the Porsche Experience Center. If you've not been there, either in Atlanta or Los Angeles, but you're in LA, that's where Mark hangs out with all his teammates there. Very fun. Also put a link to the video of you and your family and the Porsche 962 that Greg shared with me. Greg Emerson, I want to thank him from the ID agency. He's the one that put us together today. So, Greg, thank you very much. Mark, thank you for being so generous today with your time and sharing your experiences with me. Until you and I talk again, I'll see you at Air Water Lipticult in Southern California on the 27th.
Thank you, Mark.
This was fun. Hey, guess what? Some of you regular listeners will remember back in 2019, I created 10, 11 shows called Cars Yeah TV, where I went to some fabulous locations of past Cars Yeah guests, and we did a TV show about it. Well, they're up on the Cars Yeah YouTube channel. So go check it out at YouTube. Just type in Cars Yeah, and the shows will be there for you to enjoy. I hope you have fun watching.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's ride here at Cars Yeah. Drive on over to carsyeah.com to find show notes and inspiring automotive fun. Download your free copy of Filler Up, a fun book filled with gorgeous photographs of fuel filler fun, including quotes from more inspiring automotive enthusiasts. Download your copy today, and we'll see you next time on Cars Yeah.